Welcome to Wedding Hot Dog, the podcast where we plan a wedding.
Hi.
We're talking about hairstyles.
What constitutes an updo?
Yeah, that was in question.
Apparently Jim thinks that just, like, a braid is an updo.
No, I was thinking a braid would be involved in an updo.
I mean, potentially. But, like, you could just have, like, curls.
Mm-hmm. So when you were asking me about braids, you were thinking, like, just braids hanging down.
No, just a braid, like a French braid.
Okay.
Yeah, just like one braid for your luscious locks. That, you know, like, one of my nieces could braid for you.
Right.
Or my sister. Yeah. We're trying to decide what we're going to do with our hair.
So, does updo mean that the majority of hairs are pointing upwards?
I think what it means is they're not, like below the base of your hairline.
Like what you're wearing now.
This is like a ponytail. It's not, I guess it's an updo.
It's a high ponytail.
It's so high.
Isn't that what they call it?
I mean, it's just like, it's not even that high. I would call a high ponytail, like,
it's
on
okay.
The crown of my head.
It's a top knot.
It's not a knot at all. It's not knotted.
But it's a mid ponytail.
Sure, yeah.
Do we have internet yet?
I don't know.
Or still?
Yes.
I'm gonna search for high and mid ponytail.
Okay.
This is important wedding planning stuff.
I'm not wearing my hair in a ponytail for the wedding.
Okay, but no, just for reference.
Okay. That's fine. You also need to get your hair cut.
I can do that myself.
No, you can't. I mean, you can, but I won't let you.
We've got bowls.
No. Gross.
Oh, hair tutorial. Ariana Grande, big half-up ponytail.
Oh, yeah. Ariana Grande is definitely my source for all things ponytail.
High half up, half down ponytail hacks.
Hacks. Gotta hack the code in your ponytail.
Yep. Half up, high ponytail. Okay, I searched for mid ponytail. That's apparently not a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is just like the standard ponytail, and then like a high ponytail is like the one that's like really high on the top of your head. Low ponytail is the thing that you always do.
Right.
I bet you if you looked for standard ponytail, the internet would tell you you're crazy. Because everyone knows what that is.
If you look up standard ponytail, there's a picture of you being crazy.
Mm.
Maybe half up means mid.
No, I think what that means is like literally like the top half of their hair on their head is in a ponytail, and the rest is just like it loose down.
Oh. I'm trying to search for a ponytail, and it thinks I mean potato.
I like potatoes.
Yeah.
What should we bring for 4th of July as our side dish? I got some cornbread mix. Does that sound good?
Cornbread's great.
Is that enough, though? Oh, my God. Traffic.
Uh-oh. Good, that's good. That means this episode will be longer.
Oh, yeah, right. But will this episode ever even be published? No one knows.
Oh, man. I've been meaning to get back into it. I think,
You think your listeners
I think we should do a series of wedding planning episodes.
Okay, sure.
And then some honeymoon
one
episodes.
With, like, a fight, too.
Oh, know? Yeah.
Because that's, like, that's definitely...
Oh, no.
That's how you know your wedding planning.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
No, the problem with that idea is, like, Elena was telling me about how in her LARP group, she was role-playing being in love with somebody,
mm-hmm.
like, being in a relationship with them, and by the end of the LARP season, or whatever you call it, like, mm-hmm. she was actually crushing on him despite, like, having no reason to...
Right, like, despite not actually being into the person at all.
But having pretended to for a year.
Yeah.
And so this is what I'm saying, like, if we pretend to fight at the end of...
Oh, we're just going to start being the couple that fights.
Yep, that's going to be us.
Okay, let's not do that.
Okay.
We, we can be more realistic and have it end with me in tears. Because
what I'm saying is
out.
You're wrong again.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's that I don't think that's a good idea either.
Okay. Fine. Just shoot down all my ideas.
40 ponytail hairstyles. There's a list.
Uh-huh. You can do lots of things with ponytail. You can like twist it inside out and then it's like a horror ponytail.
Average ponytail. Average ponytail thickness.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've got thick hair, you've got thin hair.
That's because
hopefully your children will have medium.
Yeah. I was just going to say, that's because I don't brush my hair carefully and it keeps coming out.
No, you just have thin hair.
Okay. How thick is your ponytail circumference? It really wants me to read about a ponytail circumference.
What are we doing next on the road?
In 2 miles, turn right to Berkeley.
Okay, are we taking 13?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
If we do it in 13 minutes, though.
Oh, really?
No, sorry. 13 minutes is the amount of time we have left in the trip.
Okay. Got it. We're going hiking, so we're going to lose service.
Yeah. But we won't lose you, listener, because you have nothing to do with the internet.
That's arguable.
Ponytail, Wikipedia. Not your average... No, I want the average ponytail, not the not your average ponytail.
Well...
40 ponytail hairstyles. That's what I searched for this to get away from.
Uh-huh.
Oh, not your average ponytail with not with a K.
Yeah. You could totally put some knots in your hair. It's great. I mean, you do that every day anyways, but this time you can do it on purpose.
Okay. I don't know what this is. Here's a site. It looks like it's called Ponytail Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Ponytail angle of attack versus intelligence.
What?
Theoretical 0 point.
What? Is this a video game?
No. This is a comic.
Oh.
This is a comic about how the lower your ponytail is, the smarter you are.
Are you shitting me right now?
That's what this comic is about.
Oh my god.
And it's hypothesizing that if you have a ponytail in the front of your head hanging in front of your face, you have theoretically 0 IQ, but no one's ever tried it.
That's not true. I feel like I've seen Miley Cyrus do that.
Anyway, that's what this website has. And then the comments say, lol.
Keep riding the fork to continue on.
And then the comments say, Samus isn't stupid. So, it is about video games.
Who's Samus?
Some call her Metroid.
Oh. I wanted to play that game.
Yeah, we should. I have some of them.
I want to play the good one.
That's debatable.
I want to play the good one, though.
I can have you play the one I liked.
Okay.
Actually, I liked a few of them. All right. 8 minutes into this episode, and we haven't planned any weddings.
That's not true. We are 58% through planning our wedding.
Yeah, that's right.
According to theknot.com.
There's a metric.
Yeah.
But we haven't increased that number since starting this episode.
That's not true. Maybe not since starting this episode, but we did decide that you're not going to do your hair the way you normally do your hair.
Okay.
You're going to wear it down.
Uh-huh.
Or the French braid.
Oh, that's not really a decision, is it?
It's taking away another, like,
okay,
it's
almost a decision.
It's two points that we need to decide between, right, rather than an infinite number of decisions.
We need to, like, call up Lexi while recording.
Uh-huh.
Inform her that, get her consent for being recorded.
Okay, you got my phone right there.
And then ask her on the air whether she's super excited about doing a French braid. Because that's what's going to make my decision here. Is like, because I don't really, like, I don't want to do the work of doing the French braid myself, but...
You definitely won't.
But if somebody else really wants to do it, then that's cool by me. By the way, this is also...
I've already asked her before, and she said she would do it.
Let's do it then.
Okay.
All right, decision made.
Shit.
Let's
wow.
check off this box.
Fuck yeah. Wait, there's no... I don't have that as a check-off thing.
Oh, no.
Sorry. It's still at 58%.
I'm going to call it 58.1 just to make myself feel better.
There's so many micro decisions that don't even get, like, counted. It's not fair.
You should have added those as checkboxes.
I can't add to it. I just have my own mental checklist.
Okay. All right. Now that's over with. We still have however many minutes left on this episode. What else should we plan?
Well, we need to decide if we're going to ask people to bring, like, rugs and beanbag chairs and such for the chill out zone.
The chill out zone.
Introverts only.
Welcome to the chill. Oh yeah, you need a note from a doctor.
Here's the problem.
Your Myers-Briggs quiz results.
Is that, like, all the, like, cool introverts are gonna hang out there, and then, like, some extroverts are gonna be like, oh, there's some cool people in there.
Yeah, nope. Get a bouncer.
We'll have to ask a volunteer. This guy is just pulling over onto the side of the road for no reason.
I'm sure they have a reason.
You're right. I think we're taking this exit.
Yep. The GPS just updated.
This is the same exit we took yesterday when we were going to a different park. That makes sense because we passed by the place that we were going to.
Right. We're getting married in a park.
We are. Not the park that we're going to today, though.
Nope. We'd be sick of it.
Yeah. Fuck that park.
There's a bunch of butterflies on that wall.
Yeah, we're at Montclair. They like butterflies here.
They put some, like, butterfly repellent. They painted the name of the town in butterfly repellent.
In a quarter mile.
To create some negative space.
So, do we want to ask people? Or do we want to, like, go to IKEA and get some, like, fucking cheap shit? Or do we want to spend money on this idea or not?
I kind of want to have... I kind of want to have big beanbag chairs at home.
Fair.
So maybe, like, we should get some just for that, but it's also probably really expensive, so we should do some research.
Okay. We have a phone we can research with.
Yeah, but probably no internet right here.
We've got internet.
Do we have internet right here?
We're in Montclair.
Montclair has... They have butterflies, not Wi-Fi. All right.
Turn right onto Snake Road.
You turn right onto Snake Road. Sorry. Get very petulant.
All right, so we should make a list of, like, who's local, or I guess who's willing to fucking stow a love sack in their airline cargo, like, in the cargo bay.
Probably no one. Maybe we should just start trolling Craigslist.
Turn left to stay on Snake
Road. Oh, that's a good idea.
For beanbag chairs and... love sacks and rugs.
Who was it who we knew who, like, tried to buy something on Craigslist and it was impossible?
What? Nothing is impossible.
No, there are things that are impossible. Like, I think...
You can't buy humans.
No, there are things that are, like, just... The market is saturated with scams, so it's impossible to actually...
I don't know. I don't think I...
I'm just imagining that the beanbag chairs are that way.
No, because Shannon and Alex got that really nice one.
Yeah, but that was, like, what, 5 years ago?
No, that was, like, last year.
Was it?
Yeah,
okay, then...
they didn't have it when I first met them.
They're probably not that bad yet, then. They're probably just... Okay, 5-foot chocolate brown beanbag for $75. We should go get that right now instead of hiking.
Where is it?
Santa Rosa.
Oh, my God, no.
Palo Alto,
no.
Knob Hill,
no.
Russian Hill,
fuck no.
San Jose.
Maybe.
The San Jose one is
$10. Whoa.
But it looks really bad.
Oh.
Here's Burlingame. That one also looks really bad.
Part of the problem here is that I'm just not willing to drive to these places to pick them up.
Yep. Okay, I should be limiting by city.
Yeah, fuck the North Bay. And San Francisco. I'm not driving into San Francisco to pick up a beanbag. How to make that allowed zone. Cool.
The actual solution to having, like, the problem of too many people there is actually to have a headcount limit. Like,
what?
Introverts. It's the problem introverts
about.
Have isn't that, like, there are extroverts in the room. It's that there are too many people in the room. Like, I've definitely been in... Well, this is... Okay, this has happened once. About where, like, someone decided, like, let's make a room where, like, here's the room where, like, if you want a big crowd of people, and, like, everybody's having a party, and here's the room you go if you want a small group of people, and it's very intimate. And everybody was an introvert, so they all went to the small group room.
That is really dumb.
Uh-huh. Dublin Pleasanton.
Hey, that's
ultimate
reasonable.
Sack. Yeah.
Wow.
Bean bag chair.
One of those.
It's that Ingress glyph. It doesn't look very ultimate. It's $55. I don't know. That might be worth it. And here's, like, a ad for a clearance sale at sunsfurniture.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, this is what I mean by Craigslist being unusable.
There's an option for you to, like, for them to not list multiples of the same ad.
Mm,
if you're running into that.
That's nice. I think it's separate. I think it's the same. Suns Furniture, like, took out 20 ads.
Yeah, like, they will just, like, delete the 19 of those.
Oh, I see. All right, well, I don't think we're going to come to a conclusion just by looking at these. I think that we should ask around. Like, we need to make a list of...
This is what it will sound like when navigating with Google Maps.
What the fuck is this?
What the hell is happening?
I think I accidentally touched the screen.
Oh, my God. Wow. Thanks, Google Maps.
Wow.
Whoa, it's, like, black. What's going on?
I turned on satellite information.
Oh, fuck satellite information. I don't want to see how the world really looks.
I don't know how to turn it off.
That's fine. That's fine. You can actually turn this navigation off, I think.
Okay, I'll turn off the screen, too.
Sure.
That way I can't accidentally touch it. All right, we should make a list of, like, who's local. Who's local enough to bring stuff?
We already have that list. It's all the people that I invited, basically. Besides, like, your friends that I don't know.
Yeah, no, like, some of my friends would also be on the list.
Oh, okay.
And ask them, like, what can they bring for the chill-out room?
Yeah.
What are they willing to bring?
Uh-huh.
And then we can make a list from there. Like, how many Game Boys do they have?
Oh, my goodness.
We could have an Atari Lynx party.
We're having a wedding, not an Atari party.
It's not Atari, it's Atari Lynx.
I don't know what that is.
Get it right, Mom.
That's right. I'm going to be a mom someday, maybe.
Hopefully.
That's why I said baby. Hey, we made it to Huckleberry. Huckleberry Ferry.
Okay, and hey, now that people know where we are.
Huckleberry Botanic Regional.
This is a long
Center.
Enough. This is a long enough episode. It's like almost 20 minutes. All right. Bye, guys. We planned a wedding in front of you.
No, not really.
We made one decision.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
We did the thing.
Yeah.
Doo-doo-doo.